Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the AIS Training Hall for this afternoon's clash between the home team, the Australian Institute of Sport, and the Global Medals Bulleen Boomers. Of course, the Boomers coming up a big win last night here in Canberra at the beginning of their road double. Michelle Hocking, we were both there at the game last night, and the Bulleen Boomers pretty much got out of jail with a win there against the Capitals.
Well, yeah, they did, Simon, in that it took them until about 4 minutes in the game to hit the actual front at any point other than in the first minute of the game. But, you know, the reality is they are such a good team, and they, you know, they hung around. They were only ever, you know, the first quarter they were down by significant points, but the rest of the game they were really within half a dozen points, and any time that you've got a Bulleen sitting within half a dozen points of you, you know you're in danger. So, yeah, people are saying it was a bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card, but, you know, they're good enough to be able to get over the line
in
those games.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? They, when they're playing badly, they can stay in touch with the best teams in the comp. So not saying they didn't deserve the win, but they certainly were lucky to get away with it. You were able to catch up with Phil Brown just quickly before the game, so we'll have a listen to that.
Wins in a row for your girls, that's a pretty good feeling, I suppose, for yourself and the group.
Oh, certainly. You know, I think just the opportunity to get a win and gives the girls, all of us, a lot of confidence and builds that self-belief that, you know, that we are making good progress as a group and individually and collectively, and that we can compete, you know, particularly with the, you know, the bottom half of the league. You know, we match up well and they've been, you know, done a great job. So, you know, obviously a different test today, but hopefully we can improve on our result against Bulleen before Christmas when we were, you know, pretty banged up and tired and didn't really play as well as we can. So hopefully today we can play a little better.
So is that how you go approach this game with the girls? It's really about setting some goals about improvement against what is probably, you know, in the top two in this league.
Yeah, look, them and, you know, Bulleen and Canberra are the benchmarks, I think, and, you know, Bulleen present a different challenge in terms of their size and their scoring punch in a number of areas, and so, you know, I think, you know, we just want to improve, as you say, on our performances before Christmas, you know, where we, you know, we were disappointing, we had a lot of turnovers, didn't handle their pressure, so hopefully we're a little bit more organised, a little bit more poised today.
And I'm interested in your point about getting the wins. Is that something, you know, you can learn how to be close in games and how to compete, but actually learning how to get over that line and win games when you're used to learning, for wanting of a better description, is that something that's hard to achieve?
Oh, it is. It's hard each week when you're getting smashed around a little bit in the WNBL and kids playing women and a lot of these girls are, you know, used to winning and you'd be on club teams or state teams that have had a lot of success, and so it's a different experience for them. But, you know, in the long term, it's very good for them to handle that and realise they've got a lot of work to do to become an impact player at the senior level. So, you know, you've got to keep building them up and to some degree, and we've got to work harder, and you want to ultimately teach them how to win. You know, they need to be able to learn how to win in this, at this level, and so the last couple of weeks has been very pleasing, and it builds their, as I say, their confidence and their belief that they belong in the league. So, you know, it's still a lot of work to be done, but it's all a process.
That's right, and I've noticed that I think you're getting better contributions across the board than you were early on in the season, so that obviously factors into the way the team's performing.
Yeah, definitely, because we don't have any superstars. They're all been probably superstars at the junior level, but this is a whole different ball game at the senior level, and so the only way we're going to be perform successfully is that we need a balanced contribution with, you know, 8, 9, 10, whatever we've got available. Unfortunately, only 8 today, but when we've got, you know, a few more healthy bodies, that really contributes more positively, because we can, you know, they're young bodies and we can rotate a bit better. But, you know, yeah, you know, if we're just going to rely on 3 or 4 people to show up, we get smashed, you know, in this league.
And you said you've only got 8 bodies, that's due to injuries?
Yep, we just finished a GEMS camp, National Junior Camp, over 5 days, so they're pretty banged up and a little tired coming off that camp, but it is what it is, and we're still waiting on, you know, 2 or 3 injured players to return, and, they're probably not going to play in this season, but hopefully build them up over the course of 2011.
Well, Phil Brown with lots to say there, Michelle, and then interesting to see how this game will pan out today with you mentioning only 8 fit players. That could be a big ask.
That's right, 8 fit players and 8 players, and most of them have been involved in the junior camps as he was talking about this week. So not only are they're the fit ones that are out on the floor, they're probably pretty tired as well because they're pretty intense, those camps.
Absolutely. Well, we've got both teams heading out. Starters for the AIS, we've got Garrick Roberts, Rebecca Allen, and I'm being obscured by Liz Cambridge, which is not surprising. She's a very big girl. We've got Sarah Blackas and, of course, Rebecca Cole down the back there. Ballina starting with Elise Penaluna, Liz Cambridge, Sharon Milner, Jenna O'Hay.
Rachel Jarry.
And Rachel Jarry. All had big games last night for the Boomers. It'll be interesting to see how they back up what was a very physical game.
Not surprising, straight into Liz Cambridge.
Quick transition there, yeah, straight into Liz Cambridge and an easy layup for her. Rebecca Cole now bringing the ball up. Right-hand side, good D from Milner. Kicks it off to Taylor Roberts. She's on Cambridge, dribbles around, hands it off to Rebecca Allen. Long two-point shot, doesn't drop, and Cambridge comes away with the rebound. Milner now in transition for Boleyn. Brings it to the middle. Flicks it left to Jenna O'Hay. O'Hay into Penaluna. Rebecca Allen defending her. Ooh, the pass broken up there by Taylor Roberts, but Milner comes away with the scraps, gives it to Cambridge, and it rattles around, drops in.
Yeah, and look, I think we would be very surprising if we don't see Boleyn just pumping the ball inside early on. That's clearly where they've got some size advantage.
Rebecca Cole now drops it. Oh, good backdoor cut there from Sarah Blackhouse. She did a great job just worming her way around behind Lizzie Cambridge there and getting the easy two. O'Hay now with the ball. Top of the key, a bit stagnant, no one's moving. Gives it out to Milner, eventually comes away with it. She drives baseline, little reverse. Caught everybody by surprise there.
Yeah, nice reverse lane from Sharon Milner. She just drove hard baseline and created space behind the basket to get that one off.
She surprised herself there. Just oh, look, there's a lane there. AIS in offense now over to Sarah Blycavs. Just a lot of contact there from Rachel Jarry. Jarry picks up her first personal. Middle of the AIS line from the sideline. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Oh, wild pass there from Blycavs. And that pretty much went straight out of bounds. The cutter in Rebecca Cole just not making it to that pass.
Milner bringing the ball up, kicks it to O'Hay at the 45, feeds it into Jarry on slash cut action. She's got a wall in front of her and kicks it back to Cambridge, who drives hard and good defense from the AIS then.
Yeah, Allen and Taylor Roberts just stood up there, didn't back off at all. Cambridge coming barreling through the key there, and they were able to turn that shot into a deflection, and it's AIS ball now. Blackhouse with the ball. Over to Taylor Roberts, mid-range jump shot, no good, but Sarah with the rebound. Sarah Blickav's doing a very, very good job on the offensive glass there and being rewarded with the 2 points.
Good hand.
Almost got a steal there down the other end. And we've got an offensive foul. I think it's being called on Cambridge. Yeah, that was great work. Blickav's just getting it done at both ends of the floor. At the moment, she made the basket down here, ran back down, got a hand in that pass, and Liz Cambridge just pushing her aside on the way to the basket. Madeline Garrick with the ball. Ooh, pass broken up. Penaluna with the reach in there.
Oh, they've called that off of Boleyn. I actually think it might have come off of the AIS then, but it's one they get away with.
So Madeline Garrick into Taylor Roberts. Taylor's going to have a tough game, I think.
Yeah.
Kick off now to Cole. Back into Roberts. She's triple-teamed in the high post. Kicks it out to Garrick. Shot is short and it falls into the hands of Jarry. She's off down the other end of the floor. Quick transition. Good hands from Rebecca Cole. Cambridge was just curling around looking to drive baseline. And Beck Cole able to get a hand in there and knock that out of bounds.
AIS have been really active with their hands defensively and are getting fingertips and deflections a couple of times against Glenn. I'm sure that's something that Tom Maher would not be happy about. They had a lot of turnovers in the first half yesterday, and I'm sure that he'd be not happy about that.
Olivia Thompson and Michaela Donnelly are now on for the Institute as Penaluna gets a quick two off that inbound pass. AIS in transition now. Taylor Roberts drives on Kamage, gets Jarry. Jarry drew the contact, stepped up into Roberts there.
Positive for the AIS that they're not looking shy at going at bullying, which is really good. There's a lot of size inside, and the AIS girls are still going strong and driving hard to the basket.
Tom Maas standing on the sideline calling out to Jarry, just go up straight, he's saying. Because, I mean, you had Cambridge bearing down on that way. There was no way Roberts was able to go left because Liz Cambridge was there. All Jarry had to do was pretty much stand up. Just a little overzealous on the defence.
And Robert,
Taylor knocks down both.
That's right. And so Bullen are up 8-6 with 7 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Milner off to Ahay. Cambridge in the high post now. Puts it down to Ahay in the low post. Good D. She's got a mismatch on Rebecca Cole. Cole did a good job to force her into a difficult shot, but had to foul her in the act of shooting. So that's her first personal. And Jenna Ahay will go to the line.
We saw a lot of that last night, didn't we? A lot of bullying going to the line. 42 times in one game they went to
amazing.
The line last night. So, and, you'd think that Jenna would have knocked that one down with that much practice last night, but not to be. She missed the first.
It turned into about 20 extra free shots at the basket for bullying compared to Canberra, so that's a good part of why they won. She knocks down one of those free throws, so it's 9-6. Taylor Roberts now in transition to Thompson. Thompson gets the catch, just reset. Didn't like the shot off the catch and just took a little dribble left and set herself up for a beautiful jump shot.
Nicely executed. As we see Jarry take the three from outside and knocks it down. Too much space. You can't give anyone in this league that much space. You've got to close out hard on those open shooters.
Not a good shooter like Jarry either. Ooh, Jerry's just gone down. Her and Sarah.
Sarah Blick of some. I think it's a knee by the looks of that.
Yeah, there was a little pushing body on body. There was certainly no contact there. I think she's just tweaked it badly. She looks to be in a lot of pain there.
Yeah, she straight away she reacted to whatever it was, and she's clearly in a lot of pain. And I think it's the left knee.
Yes, Doc Fallon's there. He's quickly out.
We didn't get to listen to the Tom Maher interview before the game, but one of the things I asked him about was, do you have any injuries or anyone who's sore from last night's game? Tom, and Tom said, I just don't ask, Michelle. That's a good answer, Tom. So I don't know whether, you know...
Clearly not his role in the bullying.
I just don't think he believes. I think he believes you just play and play and play.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that sort of injury is not something that's obviously from last night. But
no, but Jerry does have a knee. It's a fairly light taping on her right knee.
Yeah.
Not sure. We can't tell yet whether that is the problem knee. It's the one that Doc Fallon is looking at, though, so I think that's the problem.
AIS will get the ball back from the sideline here with a reset clock. Hopefully, I mean, particularly 4 weeks out from finals, hopefully that's nothing serious.
And she's had a standout season, Jerry, too.
As we see Taylor Roberts taking Cambridge on him, feeds it to Olivia Thompson under the basket. A few too many big bodies there, but good vision from the big girl to find Thompson underneath there.
And Thompson is athletic and can get a good shot, and she had to work extremely hard to even get that shot off over Penaluna and Cambridge. Ooh, long pass down into Jenna Ahay. Great cut from Zavex, who's come on for Rachel Jarry.
Yeah, excellent flash cut there as we see Blickers with the ball on the perimeter. Kicks it across to Cole at the point. Back into Donnelly. Feeds it into Taylor, who's up against Cambridge, and she's looking at that and looks to drive hard. Kicks it out to the open. Donnelly at the point. Not long on the shot clock now. The AIS really need to create something here.
An ambitious little feed there from Cole back into Roberts just got broken up. You almost really feel for Taylor Roberts here. I mean, she's a great size ball player, and you see her in the post against Cambridge, and it's like she's trying to back up against a brick wall.
That's right.
But she's doing a good job. She's not taking a backward step at all. Cambridge just drives on Roberts. She forces her into a difficult shot, but the shot's missed. But Penaluna, gets the offensive glass and puts that ball away. But Taylor's doing a good job against a giant in skill and size in Lizzie Cambridge. Rebecca Cole with the ball now. Hits Taylor Roberts in the low post. Got Milner there for a second.
Oh, great vision again from Taylor Roberts to find, on the back cut there we had Sheedy cutting hard, and Roberts just found her and thread the needle.
It's a real gem in her game to be so young and, you know, comparatively inexperienced, and she's got great vision.
Thompson goes strong. Nice fall away jumper again. She's got such speed and she's so quick to get into that shot. So
anyone who listens to the Chute Games regularly knows how much I love Olivia Thompson's athleticism. She is just...
And her skill starting to come along as well, so it's great. As the Bulina possession, they're 16-10 with 4.5 minutes to go in this quarter, as we see Taylor Roberts forced to, to give Cambridge a little shove there just to try and keep her away from the basket. And she's got called for that one.
Yeah, Thompson's got that just quick feet and that athleticism. She can elevate and get herself clear for shots that most players aren't able to. Quick baseline ball out to Milner. She knocks down a three.
Yeah.
That
and
hurts.
Milner didn't really feature in the offensive game for Bulleen last night, but today she's been a bit more of a factor.
Taylor Roberts with the ball outside the three, through to Thompson. She's going to drive and pass. They're looking, really trying hard to get it into Taylor Roberts. She gets it out to Sheedy again. Good vision again from Taylor. And it's a Bulleen, sorry, that come away with the rebound there. Down into Shelley Burston. She's on now for Bulleen. Jenna O'Hay with a three shot. Doesn't drop. Taylor gets the rebound. Pushes it out to Madeline Garrick. Sorry, Michaela Donnelly. There, Garrick and Donnelly running side by side. Transition pass picked off there by Bulleen. They go down the other end, and then we've got a timeout. The ball's gone out of bounds.
Not sure.
Everyone's looking around, wondering why the horn went. Timeout's been called by Phil Brown, so that's everyone looking very confused there for a moment, including us. But the AIS doing pretty well so far, Michelle. They're not, as we mentioned, they're not taking a backward step at all. They're just taking them on, looking to go hard. And that's all you really can do. You can't get this kind of experience at training.
Well, that's right. And I think you're quite right. They are being really positive offensively and defensively as well. They're putting their bodies on the line. A couple of, you know, basic breakdowns. But in terms of actually just, you know, making sure that they're getting in there and competing as hard as they possibly can, they're doing an excellent job of that. And I think that, you know, we've seen Roberts in particular has found, you know, she's drawing a lot of the defensive attention in Cambridge and Penaluma inside, and she's doing an excellent job of finding the open player on the perimeter or finding the player making back cuts from the weak side and actually delivering the pass to him. So I think I've been particularly impressed with her, and Thompson has been great. She's been really putting the ball on, you know, challenging her defender to really make the play, and she's putting the ball on the floor hard, and she's got that sweet little pull-up jumper with the slight fadeaway, and it's really, you know, quite nice to watch. So I think overall the AIS are competing very well, and Bulleen, you know, they're up by 9 points, and they're not having an easy task of it, which is exactly what Coach Brown would be wanting.
Yeah, Thompson's shot, it's almost picture-perfect textbook. Whoever taught her how to shoot, if you're out there, fantastic.
One of those junior
job.
Coaches,
yep.
Good on you.
She has just got perfect shooting form. She gets set, she goes up on that jump shot instead of leaning forward or backwards or sideways. And she's got that arm tucked in, and it's just a beautiful shot.
Doc Fallon's still working on Jerry on the baseline there. We might see if we can find something out.
Rebecca Allen on. Ooh, just a pass, just a bit hard for Shooty to drag in. Penaluna was on top of her. So that's
Casey Samuels in
Shooty's uniform. So we better get that one right. Milner now off to O'Hay. Gets it into Penaluna. Cambridge taking a breather at the moment. Why not when you're up by 9? O'Hay just below the free throw line. Just a little turn and an easy put back shot for her. Bulleen now 21-10, leading the Institute, 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this first quarter. Rebecca Allen with the ball for the Institute. Drives on Shelley Burson. Oh, just looked to pass. She sort of got airborne and was looking to pass to Garrick, but Milner did a good job of stepping into that lane, and unfortunately Allen had to come down, and that equals a travel. Milner now with the ball for for the Boomers. Gets it over to Ahay. Ooh, ambitious pass.
Forcing it in there.
Yeah, Shelley Burson just wasn't ready.
And the AIS has numbers down in transition as we see Donnelly go hard to the basket. Can't make it, and Ahay comes up with the board, and we've got Bulleen back in transition pushing through Milner, and they've got co-action happening here, and kicks it to Ahay for the open three. Comes up short.
Penaluna lucky not to pick up a foul there. Came over fairly hard over the back of Rebecca Allen, but no harm done. But Lizzie Cambridge and Anna Crosswhite coming on for the Boomers.
They go deep balling, don't they?
They do, yep. Samuels now with the ball to Allen. Allen drives on Liz Cambridge, little feed in. Oh, thought Thompson was going to go through but didn't. Ended up just handing it to Anna Crosswhite. She goes the length of the floor, kicks it off to Kylie Reid. Reid out to... Oh, Ahay just rockets it back into a way too empty key featuring only Lizzie Cambridge, really. And she makes an easy two there. Donnelly with the ball now. Thompson sets up at the top of the key, drives.
Nice.
Against Cambridge, almost dropped it too. Had Crosswhite there and Cambridge just backing off, and she just took advantage of that space. The shot was no good, unfortunately, in the end. Zavex through to Reid. Reid dribbles left, gives it back out right to Crosswhite for a long two. Not really part of her regular game. It doesn't drop. No real surprise there. Cassie Samuels comes away with the rebound. Brings it up the floor.
Defensive pressure on Cymbeline is good, as we see Thompson again with the ball inside. Little short jump shot, can't make it drop, but good job again to get that off against the big Cambridge.
She's taking Cambridge, she's really attacking her, which is good to see.
Zavik, too easy there, just easy penetration against Casey Samuels on that occasion, and Powder in the act of shooting.
Samuels got caught up on the screen. It was just good vision from Zavik to use that screen to... All she needed was that little bump, and that took Samuels a step behind, and she was able to make the easy layup in the end. We've got substitutions on for the Institute. We've got Garrick back on and Blickaz. Sorry, Roberts and Blickaz came back on. Garrick's been out there the whole time. So baseline ball for the Boomers. Zavex with the ball. Kylie Reid into Crosswhite in the low post. Zavex now up at the top of the free throw line. No good. Ooh, the rebound just tapped away by Michaela Donnelly. She probably could have dragged that down. Kicks back out to Kylie Reid. Her shot's no good. This time Donnelly drags it in. Brings it in, and she's pushing the Institute up in transition. Crosswhite gets a big body check on the ball carrier. Pretty agricultural. No real surprise that got called.
No, the AIS, there's 56 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Bulleen are up 25-10 now against the AIS, and the AIS have had a little bit of a scoring drought for the last few minutes, so they really want to use this position and get a good opportunity to get a score and hopefully convert it.
Taylor now facing down Lizzie Cambridge, switches it through. Sarah Blickavs gets it down to Cross, back over to Donnelly, off the screen from Thompson, little give and go. Oh, good hands from Kylie Reid, breaks it up though. Ahay's off in transition. Good defense to slow her up, but kicks it back out to Zavek. She's wide open. Shot doesn't drop. Ooh, Crosswhite gets a hand in and pulls in that rebound. Zavek's now looking to drive. A changes of mind, pulls it back out. Outside the three-point line. Ahay well outside it now.
Yeah.
Just giving herself some room.
10 seconds to go on the shot clock. 13 on the game clock as we see. Bit of contact there.
Think Madeline Garrick. Yep, she's going to... She gets a foul for pushing over Lizzie Cambridge. No small feat.
That's all right. I'd have that one on the score sheet. That's
absolutely
quite an achievement.
You see me take down Liz Cambridge last night? She's nothing. But fourth personal foul, or fourth team foul for the Institute. First personal for Maddie Garrick. And Phil will have a timeout to talk about it. Or, no, I think it was Bulleen. Tom.
Bulleen
timeout. Called that one.
Yeah.
Yep, so 10 seconds left. Tom wants to run something. We saw last night in the Caps game there was only 2 seconds left in a game. There was, it was over, and Tom's called the timeout.
He coaches and coaches.
Exactly. No opportunity is let slip by.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, here we go. We've got a baseline shot. We've got 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to run.
You
saw a whole lot of the Canberra fans think it was disrespectful to call a timeout, but, hey, that's why he's such a good coach. He never stops.
And Phil looks like he's just working with the girls here around what he wants them to do defensively against this play. Probably, you know, we've got what, 10 seconds on the shot clock, about similar sort of time on the little bit less, I think, on the game clock. So we'll just wait and see what Bulleen come out and do, and whether the AIS have maybe got something special in mind defensively. They might throw it into some sort of, you know, zone it up out of the outer bounds or something, but we'll wait and see.
Well, 10 seconds is a lot of time, so plenty of time for a team like Bulleen to get a really good look.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the Institute can do defensively. You know, we talk about the opportunity for Tom to run a play for 10 seconds. It's also a great opportunity for the Institute girls to defend against this kind of situation. This could be, you know, game on the line here. If they get a shot, they win. If they don't, you win. So always got to play it like that. O'Hay with the ball at the top of the key. 5 to go. Just looking like she's trying to clear out. Drives on Blickard's. Shot's no good. Rebounds pulled in by Taylor Roberts. Seemed like the siren went late there. Everyone was expecting the siren. Everyone stopped playing.
Yeah.
But it hadn't gone. Taylor just handed it off to Olivia Thompson. But
that's right.
In the end, 25 Bulleen Boomers. They are leading the AIS 10 points here in this first quarter. Just as you mentioned before, Michelle, a bit of a scoring drought there for the Institute. They're still getting some decent looks, but just, yeah, the shots weren't dropping.
And, you know, certainly they were getting some good looks, and they just weren't converting them. And then they were also, you know, sometimes coming down and probably not executing as well as they had in those first, 5 or 6 minutes of this quarter. But, you know, 15 points down to Bulleen at quarter time, probably not the position they wanted to be in, but they're certainly not looking out of their depth here, Simon. They're competing hard, and they're not giving up anything really that easy to the Bulleen Boomers. I think one of the concerns for Bulleen, to come out of this game is Rachel Jarry. Is the injury going to be something that's going to be of a concern for Bulleen coming into the final? She's been a critical component of this group this year, and having said that, even touch wood, she's not out, but if she is out, you know, there's still some quality players sitting on that bench. Desi Gorblitz, we didn't see get any court time at all
last night. That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know whether she's injured or what it is. I know she's been certainly getting reduced minutes this season, but you've got a calibre of a Desi Gorblitz who captained a WNBL championship team here at the AIS, and has been a significant contributor to the, in past seasons, to the National League. So, hopefully Jarry isn't out, but certainly there is certainly a lot of talent in that Bulleen lineup.
Top scorers for that first half: Lizzie Cambridge with 6 points, Elise Penaluna with 4, Hannah Zarvex with 4, and Sharon Milner with 5 for Bulleen Boomers. For the Institute, we've got Sarah Blickavs with 4 and Olivia Thompson with 4. 7 turnovers in that first quarter for the Institute probably hurt them a bit as well, Michelle.
Absolutely, and compared to the turnover of 2 from Bulleen, which is a much better performance than what they had last night, where they had 10 in the first quarter and 6 in the second.
Yeah.
So much better looking after the ball. Having said that, probably not under the same amount of defensive pressure as they were last night against the Canberra Capitals.
And 9-7, the rebounding count. So that's good work for the Institute to be
Absolutely.
Only down by 2 in that. Such an oversized Bulleen opponent. Speaking of which, Lizzie Cambridge now has the ball. She just dropped that inbound pass and had to chase it up. Almost travelled on the pick-up. Not used to picking up and moving the ball out there, obviously. Milner again with that little backdoor cut. The Institute D just not wise to that today. So she scores another easy 2. 27 plays 10. Olivia Thompson now drives, dumps it into Roberts. Roberts with the 2.
Excellent work. Again, nice vision from the big girls inside to find each other. They're working well in tandem.
Yeah, Penaluna and Cambridge just coming at Olivia Thompson there. And just a good vision, as you said, Michelle, to dump it in. Pass just knocked out of bounds by the Institute. So it's a sideline ball. Milner now with the ball for Bulleen. O'Hay fires it into Penaluna. She drives right. Little pull-up shot. Doesn't drop, but you've got Lizzie Cambridge in under the basket. She gets a hand to it but can't reel it in. Sarah Blickavs picks up the rebound. Rebecca Cole with the ball now in transition. Brings it down the right-hand side. Good D again from Bulleen. Roberts now with the ball. Very high post. Drives in. Dishes it out. Just a bit of confusion there. She was looking for Garrick to maybe drive baseline, and it didn't happen. So another turnover for the Institute.
Yeah, that's just under pressure, those kind of errors coming to your game. And, you know, big ask to go up against someone as big as Lizzie Cambidge. Always we see another hand in the passing lanes from the AIS. And
they're doing a great job of that.
Yeah, look, they're putting some really good hand pressure on Boleyn. Boleyn, you know, whilst their turnover count's pretty low, there's been a lot of deflections and hands on passing, and so that's good. Oh, poor communication defensively from the AIS allows the Zavaks to get an open three, but can't convert it. O'Hay comes up with the board.
But Roberts again got a hand in that pass, knocked it, just changed its direction, and Lizzie Cambridge then knocking it out of bounds. Important to remember too, Michelle, that the Institute are playing against the second best defensive team in the league.
That's
here.
Right.
Thompson now with the ball. Ooh, good break up again from Zavaks. We've seen a lot of hands in the passing lanes for both ends of the floor here. It's going to be a real arm wrestle defensively. Yeah, Penaluna, she knew it. She's just a bit overzealous on Thompson, which is it's a tip of the hat to Olivia Thompson that she's drawing that kind of attention from the bullying defense. But yeah, you can't really hug someone while they're trying to run for the ball. Sarah Blickhouse with the baseline, gets it in to Madeline Garrick. Garrick just sets up against the hay, feeds it in to Taylor Roberts. She gets a shot off in the end. Zavaks came around, tried to pick a pocket.
Yeah,
and
sure.
She turned and just shot it in Liz Cambridge's face and made the basket.
Yeah.
This is a good little battle here.
It is. As we see, Roberts has just caught for holding Lizzie Cambridge in the post there. She was a bit... She knew she was caught behind, got sealed in the post and just, you know...
She's picked up her second personal, so Taylor will have a bit of a breather. She's doing a great job out there.
Oh, Lizzie Cambridge get an easy layup off of the out of bounds play.
Yeah, taking advantage probably of the substitution there. Not sure Rebecca Allen was sure that she had Cambridge or not. And
and look, there was just a good back screen there and just poor communication, which AIS need to improve. They're going to get caught on that stuff if they.
Now, Rebecca Allen will learn quickly. If you're not sure, just pick them up anyway. don't leave someone, especially not Liz Cambridge, with too much room under the basket. She makes the free throw, 29-14 now. Outside shot in transition from Sarah Blickhouse. Drops, just the two-pointer. 29, plays 16, 7:50 left in this second quarter. Milner now with the ball for the Institute, drives left, tries to dump it into Penaluna. She gets it. Shot's no good. Liz Cambridge comes away with the rebound. Thompson did a great job defensively there. There's bodies all over the floor. Cambridge and Rebecca Allen. And wow. Turned into a real rush hour in the middle of the key there.
Hannah Zavaks managed to pick up the loose ball and finish it off with a nice little layup. And we'll now go to the line for the... Sarah Blickhouse has been called for that foul. It's her first for the game.
Another big game happening in the WNBL today. Halftime down in Melbourne, the Bendigo Spirit.
Ooh, up against the Rangers.
Beating the Rangers, 34-30.
We'll see the AIS get the ball down the floor quickly, and Garrick open on the left-hand corner there and knocks down the shot from the perimeter. And the AIS are sticking around, aren't they?
Yep.
32-18, Boleyn lead, 7:19 to go in this quarter as Zavaks has the ball at the point.
Milner now, outside shot, doesn't drop. Garrick picks up the rebound. Good box out. Kicks it off to Rebecca Allen, who's left to bring the ball up. It's over to Cole now. She brings it in, dumps it into... Oh, great athleticism again from Thompson. Gets the rebound, misses a shot, gets another rebound, takes a second shot. It doesn't drop. Cambridge this time all over that final rebound. Down to Milner. Milner kicks it out to... Oh, hey, back into Cambridge. She drives left and just too strong
good
off that
to
drive.
See, good to see the big girl putting the ball on the floor from the perimeter. As we see, we go coast to coast.
Ooh.
From Rebecca Cole. Couldn't make it, but Allen comes up with the rebound, kicks it back out. Cole with the quick shot from the perimeter.
Wow, Lizzie Cambridge crashed into two of her own players there on that rebound count. She's a bit slow to get up. Now she's coming down the floor. Oh, good work from Sarah Blickhouse.
Been called for the foul, though.
Oh, no.
That'll
be
her second.
Second?
Second, I think.
Thought it might have been third, but no, only second. That's good. So subs coming in. We've got Taylor Roberts stepping back in and Casey Samuels giving Rebecca Allen and Sarah Blickhouse a breather. It'll be Zavex with the ball from the sideline for Boleyn. Gets it down to Milner on the baseline. And Shelley Burston, she's come back on for Boleyn as well. Desi Glorbitz gets some court time. Her shot doesn't drop. First shot. Good to see her out there anyway. Madeline Garrick down to Samuels. Samuels dumps it into Thompson at the high post. Just not quite sure what to do. Dribbles backwards. Kicks it down to Roberts. She backs it out almost to the three-point line. Garrick's got it now. Long two ball. Air ball. I don't know if Zavik's got a piece of it or just forced it to change shot. Milner now with the ball. Oh, good hands again from the Institute. Break up the pass. This time I think it's going to be Olivia Thompson who picks up the foul on Penaluna. Penaluna just backing away, taking the shot. And Thompson picks up her first personal.
I think the AIS probably could put the ball through a few more sets of hands, Simon. A couple of times down the floor, you know, they've taken a very early shot in the offensive set, and they probably do a better job if they were a bit more patient and used a bit more poise offensively.
Bullion are doing a great job of any time the ball gets anywhere near the key, they're really doubling down at least on whoever's got that ball, and it's causing the Institute a bit of grief.
We've got some confusion here of sub situation. AIS asked for a sub and the other ref had handed the ball to the free throw shooter, so they're just allowing the subs to come on.
That was a 15 foul for the Institute as well, with 5:42 left in this quarter. So every foul now will send Boleyn to the line. See if Boleyn can break the number 42 again. Allen now with the ball to Cole. Cole brings it down right hand side over to Samuels. Samuels drives baseline. Good dish. Out to Donnelly. Donnelly back to Cole. Shot's no good and it just rolls out of bounds. Down on the baseline there. So good ball movement there from the Institute, just unable to get the shot to drop. Milner now with the ball. Kylie Reid flicks it left to Glorbitz. Glorbitz just dribbles left, pulls it up, kicks it out to Shelley Burston. She puts up the three, it's no good. Rebecca Cole gets the rebound and pushes up in transition. Down the right wing, drives into space, got plenty of it. Kicks it over to Allen. Allen drives right, blows past Elise Penaluna, and she's fouled on the drive. Really good, strong drive there. Penaluna's fouled her. She'll pick up her first personal, I think.
And that driving lane was created
second
by good
personal.
Ball movement. Just a really great quick skip pass from one side of the floor to the other and created an opportunity for Allen to, you know, on the closeout, just put the ball on the floor and blow past the player closing out.
And a nice big head fake from Allen too. She's like, the whole head out, going left. Nope, going right.
19:35 now, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. We see Milner with the ball, hands it off to Glorbitz at the point. Crosswhite's got it on the pinch post. She kicks it to Reid. Reid's open just from above the foul line there and knocks it down.
Plenty of weapons on this Boleyn team. That's where they draw that comparison with the Capitals. Plenty of people in those teams that can score. Allen now at the top of the key. Dribble the free throw line. Shot doesn't drop. Taylor Robertson. Crosswhite battling for the ball, but good positioning there from Crosswhite. It's able to keep Taylor away from it. It goes out of bounds, and it's a Boleyn ball. Milner now bringing the ball up the middle of the floor. Moves it left, goes around Kylie Reid. She dribbles right.
Oh.
Little push-off on Samuels. Lucky to get away with that, but Samuels almost came away with it in the end anyway. Kylie Reid forces a bad pass. Rebecca Allen is able to pick that up. Now she's in transition. Kicks it round. Through Donnelly, over to Roberts.
Better ball back movement out from the AIS here.
Much better. Good quick passing. It's back over to Allen now. Into Taylor Roberts. Ooh, crossroad almost drop it up. Cole picks up the scraps, drives baseline and dishes it to Taylor Roberts. And she makes the good shot in the end. So the Institute starting to score. Desi Glorbitz now with the ball for Boleyn. Into Crosswhite, out to Shelley Burston. She drives left, dishes it.
AIS will come up with the ball here.
Yeah, I think again there was she was expecting Desi Glorbitz to drive baseline. It just didn't happen. She looked at Desi. Desi looked back at her. And the ball's an AIS ball. Donnelly now with the ball for the shoot. Samuels through to Allen. Allen puts up the outside shot. It's a good look, but doesn't drop. Chases down the rebound. Almost picks it off from Shelley Burston, but she gathers it in and Milner now has the ball. Bringing it up the floor, left-hand side. Passes right to Reid. Reid just waiting for them to get through their set. Over to Crosswhite. outside the three-point arc. She drops it into Kylie Reid. She drives baseline. Little step through. Tried to pass it to Shelley Burstyn, but Rebecca Allen just stepped in and said, thank you, I'll take that. Cole to Roberts. We're going to see a lot of that. You've seen a lot this season already of Cole to Roberts.
Yeah, look, Tom's not happy now. No. He's called a timeout. Wants to have a bit of a discussion. The AIS have, you know, managed to get a few scores coming down the floor and, you know, things have dried up just a little bit for Balloon, who's really obviously not very pleased with the way that the girls are going. So, you know, Balloon has still got a reasonable lead here. They're 14 points up. But Tom knows, you know, that you can't... you know, you might be able to get away with wins not playing as well as you can against the teams like the AIS and what have you, but he knows that they're building for a finals, you know, finals, going into the finals.
Campaign.
Yep, thank you, Simon. And he really wants the girls focused, and every time they step out on the floor, they need to be make sure that they're working at 100% effort, that they're executing, that they're sticking to the game plans and getting the work done. So, anyway, he wants to talk about it, and still would be probably a little bit happier with those last few minutes of play out of the AIS. The girls are doing a good job, much better at putting the ball through sets of hands, getting a bit of inside-outside game going again, which created some really good opportunities for them early in the game, and we're seeing a return to that. So good job from the AIS to sort of refocus and regroup and get back to doing what was working well for them.
Well, Bullion aren't jumping out. They were 15 at the quarter time break. It's only 14 now, so absolutely the Institute's sticking with them. And, you know, it was always going to be a big ask for the Institute to beat Bullion, but as we always say, you can't get these sort of experiences at training, and you just got to get in there and do your best. That's how you get the experience. Reid now with the ball for Bullion. Passes right to Crosswhite. Crosswhite, a little shuffle dribble. Hands it off to Milner. Milner goes right. Just looking disorganised, aren't they, Michelle? Crosswhite now with the ball back to Milner. Milner's being forced to put up an outside shot as the clock winds down. And Taylor Roberts comes away with the rebound. Donnelly now in transition for the Institute. Through to Blickavs. Oh, Desi Glorbitz comes and just slaps that out of bounds into the AIS bench. It's a fairly empty bench this afternoon, so it didn't go into anybody. Garrick with a quick pass, sideline into Thompson. Thompson just gives herself some room. Really flat shot. Wow, it had almost no arc on it, and it rattled around.
As we see, interesting, Simon, you're talking about how disorganised Boleyn looked, and when you looked at the group on the floor, there was only one starter out there in Shah and Milner. The rest are all the guys off the bench, and Milner's just left the court, and O'Hayes came on. So again, it's a very different look, Boleyn, to what we're used to seeing.
But when you get injuries, and there's a very real threat of an injury for Bullion here now.
Roberts puts Crosswhite on. Oh, dear. I think she might have milked that one. Crosswhite was put down on the floor by Roberts on some strong cut action. And
Kylie Reid ended up picking up the foul. So on the other side, there were like two fouls at the same time.
I think what's been called here is... I think the other referee was going to call a foul on Garrick, who ran into Crosswhite. A little bit of confusion.
Thompson enough. Lizzie Cambridge is back on.
And, in fact, the bench is still... The school bench is not quite sure what the situation is here, so they've called the referee over to try and clarify exactly what the situation is. I actually thought that they'd called it... foul on Reid, and that the other ref had called a foul on Donnelly out here. So two off the ball fouls I thought was what was called, but I'm not entirely sure now. As we wait for some confirmation.
Peter Reid, referee, just confirming with Tom, confirming with Phil. Everyone's on the same page now.
Yep, 11 seconds to go on the shot clock. AIS have the ball from the sideline.
Donnelly now with the ball at the top of the key. Dribbles in, ditches to Garrick. Garrick, baseline shot, hits the side of the backboard. And Desi Glorbitz comes away in transition, pushes it down the floor. Well, Desi doesn't look to be injured at all, Michelle. She's running freely and doing a great job. Back, ooh, Crosswhite's pass, just a terrible one. So bad it actually came off Taylor Roberts' foot. So Bullying lucky to come away with the ball again. Hay now, flicks it to Reid, top of the key. Reid looks to get it into Cambridge, wrestling again, and Taylor Roberts. She's not winning that contest.
No.
Pick up her third personal. That's a big ask with Liz Cambridge backing you down, just trying to do something there. So it's all valuable learning, probably steep learning curve for Taylor. She'll come and have a breather, as does Sarah Blikaz. Liz Cambridge will line up for the free throws, her first personal, her first made, sorry. And that's only the sixth in four, the first foul in 4 minutes since the Institute have been in that foul trouble, so that's good news for them. But Cambridge makes both of those free throws, and Bellina in full court press. But able to get through that pretty quickly, the Institute. Now we've got numbers. Oh, just a pass from Garrick. Just a little indecision there. Yeah. She sort of lost the handle on it at the last minute. Rattles around.
That's what that kind of extended pressure does, is that whilst you might break that first line off and you make poor decisions because you're going at a pace in the back court. So.
Crossway with the ball at the top of the key, looking to get Cambridge. Good D from the Institute, just blocking that pass up. Shot goes up from Kylie Reid. Lizzie Cambridge gets the board, kicks it out, never looked at the shot. Triple team there by the Institute. They kick it out to her. Hey, again, she gets an open three-point shot. Good composure from Cambridge there, just to take the ride and take the bumps and just pass it out. Donnelly now with the ball for the Institute. Rebecca Allen at the top of the key. Back over to Donnelly in the left-hand side. She just dribbles into trouble there. Kylie Reid picks a pocket, goes coast to coast, kicks it back out to Cambridge. Out to Desi Glorbitz now. It's back outside the three. Reid with the ball. Runs a play. Goes left. Kicks it to O'Hay. Liz Cambridge went down again. Under O'Hay's feet. O'Hay did a good job to not kick her in the head. Dumps it into Liz. Liz gets back down. I think it's Thompson this time.
Yeah. Liz Cambridge managed to finish that one off as she was falling over and ended up on the ground. She makes it count and she'll go to the foul line for one more. And
yeah, it seems the Institute girl's getting a bit frustrated and just almost running out of answers for Liz Cambridge if she gets into that low post. And they're not cheap shots or anything, but they are definitely fouls and they're struggling to get through that stuff. Liz makes the bonus free throw, so it's 44-24.
They might have put it on the wrong side there, actually, but regardless.
Garrick through to Allen. Over to Samuels. Samuels creates some space, puts up a shot, doesn't drop. Thompson almost tapped it free, but Desi Glorbitz now runs full court, throws up the shot, almost drops it down from about 5 feet inside her front court. But it is half time, and the Bulleen Boomers 44 are leading the AIS 24. The Institute did really well for probably 7 or 8 minutes of that quarter, Michelle, and when Cambridge came back out with a two-minute mark, she just created big problems for them.
Yeah, look, you're quite right, Simon. When effectively Bulleen were running their second string group and Cambridge wasn't on the floor, not the full second string group, but when they were running a lot more bench players and Cambridge wasn't on the floor, certainly they were able to compete a lot better than they were when Cambridge is out there. She's just such a big presence. They've difficulties defending her and she takes up so much space in the key as well. So, you know, good signs from the AIS and I think they've done well. They're down by, I actually think there might be 45-23 is the actual score. It's not what it's saying on the scoreboard, but I think it's been put on to the wrong side. And, you know, that's considering they were down by 15 at quarter time, you know, that's a reasonable quarter out of the AIS. So, you know, doing well, but, you know, still a long way to go in this game.
The other game down in Melbourne, the Spirit 51, leading the Rangers 45 at the moment. Look at that three-point shooting percentage for Bendigo, 11 of 27.
They're not shy, are they?
27 three-point shots.
27 three-point attempts in the first...
In three quarters.
Three quarters.
Well, a
of
minute
the game.
Out from three-quarter time.
Yeah, so they're certainly shooting the ball a lot from the perimeter. And, hey, they're up...
Well, if you've hit them at 41%, then why not?
Yeah, they're up by 8 points now, 53-45. And, you know, that's an interesting game. You've got Rangers and Spirit, who are both in the top five at this point in time, and they're competing for positioning on the you know, finals. And it matters and it counts when you start looking at where games are going to be played.
Well, it's a playoff situation almost.
That's exactly right. Everyone counts, so it's an important game down there, and Spirit will be very happy to be up at this point, but like to be up at the end of the game.
It's not too often you see a team put up more three-point shots than two-point shots, but anyway, we'll follow that as it goes. So half-time here at the Institute. We'll just go through the box score. Yep, it's 45-23, as Michelle correctly noted. Lizzie Cambridge with 15 points, doing all the damage for Bulling. She's got 6 rebounds to go along with that. For the Institute, Taylor Roberts has got 10 points. Sarah Blickards with 6. Olivia Thompson with 4. Roberts also has 4 rebounds. The turnover count, much better for the Institute. They had 7 at quarter time, only up to 10 now, so did a much better job looking after the ball. Conversely, I think Bulleen only had 2 at the quarter. They're up to 6. So 6 still pretty good. If you can come away at the end of the game with only 12 turnovers, then you're pretty happy. The rebound count, 20 to 15, still good. Bulleen, you know, rightly so, able to have the advantage there with Penaluna, O'Hay, and, of course, Liz Cambridge.
The real difference in the stats, Simon, is the shooting percentage. You look at, you know, the fact that Bulleen are converting at 47% from the field compared to 34% from the AIS, and that's a reflection on the amount of pressure that the AIS girls are under when they're getting some shots away.
Definitely. So we will have a bit of a short musical interlude, so Michelle and I can have something to drink, but we will be back very shortly with the rest of this game as the Bulleen Boomers, 45, lead the Institute 23. Sportradio.com.au, back here at the AIS Training Hall. The halftime score, Bulleen Boomers, 45, are leading the AIS 23. Top scorers for the Institute, Taylor Roberts has 10 points. And 4 rebounds to go along with that. Sarah Blickards with 6 points and Olivia Thompson with 4. For the visitors, it's no real surprise. Lizzie Cambridge doing all the damage so far. She's got 15 points and 6 rebounds for Bulleen. Hannah Zarvex and Sharon Milner with 7 points each and Jenna O'Hay with 6. Because the big news so far out of this game is that Rachel Jarry took a tumble in that first quarter, and she is still sitting down over behind the bench. She has not moved since she's been put over there, so we've got no real news about how serious that might be. It's definitely that right knee that we saw light strapping on before, Michelle, but no real clue as to how serious that is, but she hasn't moved, which I don't know that that's a good sign or not.
No, but, you know, they're probably, I mean...
Could mean nothing.
They could be nothing. You know, they don't really need her in this game, and they've got a finals campaign coming up, so, you know, better safe than sorry. She went down, and she knew straight away that she'd hurt it. She was certainly down in quite a bit of pain.
Milner with the ball. Gets Bulleen off in this second quarter. Over to, Zarvex. Zarvex now down to Milner. She drives into the good defence there from Garrick. Just keeps her outside the three. The cut to O'Hay. O'Hay pulls up on the free throw line. Easy basket for Jenna O'Hay.
Rebecca, cut action was too easy then for Bulleen.
Rebecca Cole up to Garrick. Garrick out to Sarah Blickabs. Back to Garrick. Garrick gets some space. Milner just a little bit of a trip there. She's all right though. Rebecca Cole, just the Institute, just not looking certain of what they should be doing, and a bit of a bailout there. Hannah Zarvex coming up and fouling Sarah Blickhouse on that pass, so the Institute gets a reset to 14 seconds on that clock.
Should be 24, shouldn't it?
No, that's the new rule on the violation, and only goes to 14. Ooh, good pass in there, but just picked off by Penaluna. Roberts has it now. Allen, three-point shot, nails it.
All net, that one, so it looks sweet coming out of the hand. We see Dr. Allen walking across with a set of crutches, which I assume will be for Rachel Jarry.
Ball out to O'Hay, quickly into Penaluna. She fades away. Rebecca Allen just reaching in a bit too much. She picks up the foul. The shot is no good, but at least Penaluna will go to the line to shoot two. Allen with her first personal foul.
She makes the first.
And misses the second. Taylor Roberts with the rebound. She starts bringing the ball up the floor, up to Cole. Cole with just a little handoff there, broken off by Bulleen. It turned into a three-man weave drill there for the Bulleen Boomers, and it's Zarvex who ends up scoring, but she's fouled. Rebecca Rowland picks up her second. She takes a break. Olivia Thompson coming on. And Michaela Donnelly comes on to replace Rebecca Cole. Zadix makes the free throw. So the score now 51, plays 26. Donnelly under pressure in the backcourt. Up to Roberts. Up to Blickavs. Going to come close to the 8-second count. The pass is no good. O'Hay just picks that off and makes an easy layup down the other end.
Yeah, and look, the Bullion are extending defensively and setting a trapping situation, and the AIS were not responding well to it.
Oh, no, and Sarah Blickavs just a little change of direction. Good defense from Penaluna, just sort of hedged out or made a change of stance, and Blickavs has dribbled it out of bounds. So the Institute having a rough start. Milner now with the ball for Bullion. Goes out to O'Hay into Cambridge at the top of the key. Cambridge kicks it out to Zardex with way too much space. Penaluna and Thompson run it down. Seemed to be off Olivia Thompson in the end, so it's going to be a Bullion baseline ball. Too many B's in that sentence. O'Hay now. Baseline drops it into Cambridge. A lot of attention. She almost travelled there. Good D from the Institute. But they kick it to Zardex. She dribbles into traffic and she's fouled. It's going to be Samuels who picks up her second personal.
And the AIS have racked up three team fouls already. There's only 2 minutes, just on 2 minutes gone in this quarter. And, you know, they really need to make sure that they, you know, reduce the number of fouls they're committing, or else they will be sending Bullion. It'll be a very long game.
Seen a lot of reaching, Michelle. It's like they're still maybe defensively, mentally still in the locker room. They've got to get those feet moving and get across in front of the Bullion players. Zadix knocks down both free throws. So
we see Bullion again extending their defense and looking to trap in the backcourt. Donnelly's able to break through the trap and gets it out to Roberts in the corner. It takes a very quick shot from the perimeter. Probably not what you want when you've not looked after the ball particularly well.
Zardex goes full court, kicks it to Milner, Milner to Cambridge. Cambridge is fouled again. So four fouls in 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and Phil Brown wants to have a chat. Not happy.
No, it'd be disappointing for Phil because, you know, this first couple of minutes of this quarter, the girls really haven't equipped themselves very well. They've got into some, fallen back into some sort of bad habits that they had earlier in the season. You know, they haven't responded well to the defensive pressure in the full court that Bullion have put on. And when they have managed to break that full court pressure, they've got it up into their front court. You know, they've pulled the trigger very quickly on an open perimeter shot, which is exactly what Bullion want them to do. You don't necessarily want to come up with a steal. You want to come up, you know, and force the poor decision or the bad choice in terms of shot selection. So it worked well for Bullion. Unfortunately, not so well for the AIS.
Yeah, four fouls and the score's 10-3 this quarter. So plenty to do for the Institute. Like you said, Michelle, you want those quick shots when you've got Liz Cambridge sitting under the basket ready to sweep the boards and pick up the easy defensive rebounds. That's exactly what Bullion want. The pressure hasn't been amazing. It's not like being really monumental, but it's just enough to force the Institute into making a few bad decisions.
What it's doing, it's enough pressure to speed up the game, and the decision-making at pace has not been good from the AIS. It's something that, you know, we saw early on in the season from the AIS was that their decision-making under pressure and at the WNBL pace was poor, and I think it's just fallen back into that kind of thing.
So Liz Cambridge will go to the line. Knocks down the first of those free throws. So 11-3 so far this quarter in favour of Bullion. Seconds missed. Olivia Thompson fighting for it, is able to knock it down to Allen. So the Institute come away with the rebound. Samuels over to Allen. Quick three-point shot. Knocks it down. No, it's a long two. But again, a quick shot, probably not the shot they were looking for, but Allen able to knock it down this time. Penaluna just, oh wow, just had too easily able to step into that low post situation there. A little turnaround jump shot is good. Allen now to Cole. Cole dribbles down under the key. Penaluna just hedging out towards Thompson and allowed Cole enough room to get in there. And Zavix fouls Cole, and she'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. Second personal for Hannah Zavix. Ooh, Cole misses the first free throw, so things just not working for the Institute at the moment. Makes the second, though. Penaluna with the ball, inbounds. Full court, like almost a half-court pass there, and Institute unlucky not to pick up that steal. But it's O'Hay with the ball now for Bulleen. Dumps it into Cambridge. Low, Penaluna just comes in baseline and is able to hit an easy 10-foot jump shot.
Cambridge was in there for a long time, but it wasn't blown. As we see Thompson going down the lane. Big block from both Cambridge and Penaluma, I think, got hands on that one.
Yeah, Olivia Thompson not expecting Cambridge to come out the side there and block that. Of course, we saw her do that against Susie Bakovic last night as she gets the ball in the low post again and is just able to pretty much score at will. So big defensive issues here for the Institute in this third quarter. Donnelly with the ball now. Kicks it out to Cole. Cole drives baseline out to Donnelly. Wide open. Rearranges. Gets a good-looking shot. It's no good, but Rebecca Allen able to wrestle the rebound out of Hannah Zavik's hands. As Cole goes baseline again. Just a little dinky bounce pass. Might have been better to maybe make that or attempt the layup there, Michelle.
Yeah, I think so, Simon. And again, it's just seeing some of those decision-making issues coming back into the AIS's game. And you know, they're tired also. I mean, we can't factor in the fatigue that the AIS team would have coming out of their Gems camp and their National Junior camp. So
definitely,
you know, quarter three.
Cambridge again in the post. Good effort from Allen there, but see the look on her face. She's just like, what do I do there?
Yeah, no, she really is dwarfing these AIS girls.
She did a great job just stepping up into the lane there to try to slow Lizzie down, but she's a big unit.
The Bulleen Boomers are out by 35 points now. You know, it's 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter, and they've really extended their lead. They're leading 64-29 as we see Lizzie Cambridge stepping up to the line to take one more three-point play. Misses it. But Penaluma gets the ball, can't convert it, comes up with it again as we see Casey Samuels fouling
She might have
Penaluma.
Got a bit of an elbow to the face there, Samuels, who's blinking a lot and bending over. And
went across the bridge of the nose, I think.
Yeah. Saw when Rebecca Allen came off there in that substitution, she just put both hands up to Coach Brown and said, what do I do? Phil sat down with her to perhaps tell her what to do next time when she heads out there. Penaluna now shoots the first of her free throws, knocks it down. 65 playing 29. And the second doesn't drop, but Cambridge with the rebound. She falls out of court trying to save it, but gets back up. Milner now with the ball outside the three, kicks it down low to O'Hay. She drives baseline, dumps it into Cambridge. It's almost an AFL mark there from Cambridge. She jumped up there. Pulled it down. She got fouled heavily on the shot. Fell to the ground, but she got back up again.
Yeah, look, good. You know, I mean, that was a tough take by Cambridge to get up in the air and pull that one down. She's doing great.
You know, a good half a foot taller than the girls around her, and she still had to elevate and pull that one down. Blickhouse picks up her third personal there.
I have to say, I've been really impressed with Lizzie in terms of she's just, you know, she's getting bumped around a bit. She's getting knocked to the ground, but she's just getting back up. I think that shows the maturity and the way that she's developed. I think, you know, a few years ago when she was a kid, we'd see her get knocked around and thrown to the ground.
Drop
and
a bundle for the next couple of minutes, yeah.
Yeah, but there's none of that. They've completely gone out of the game, which is good to see.
Cole from outside doesn't drop, but Sarah Blickhouse with the rebound ends up Kylie Reed fighting for that rebound. She stepped out of bounds, so it's going to be an AIS ball from the baseline. Maddie Garrick coming in for Rebecca Cole. Liz Cambridge sitting down, getting a well-earned break as Anna Crosswhite heads out there to replace her. 1 minute 20 left in the Spirit Rangers game. Bendigo 64, leading the Rangers 56, so an 8 8-point lead there for the Spirit with a minute 20 to go.
It's been a close last quarter.
35 three-point shots taken by the Spirit. Speaking of three-point shots, a big one there from Casey Samuels. It doesn't drop. Crosswhite now with the ball. Milner brings it up, pulls it up. Kylie Reid at the top of the key, drives left, swings it through to Penaluna. She puts up a long two, doesn't drop. Good rebounding from Garrick there. Garrick and O'Hay.
And O'Hay's been called for a...
Yeah, it was unlucky.
It was unlucky.
It was a foul. There was no malice. She was going the ball, but you just her arm just sort of contacting
Garrick. That's the sort of stuff I reckon you let go, Simon, isn't it? They were both just getting after the ball.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, it can be accidental, but it's still technically clocked her in the head with her elbow. So Olivia Thompson now with the ball. Drives right, takes on Crosswhite, little hooky, doesn't drop. Sky hook's almost Magic Johnson-esque. Mini hook. Milner now in transition, drives baseline, that little reverse again. This time, though, Casey Samuels says, you're not getting another one of those. You'll have to go to the line and earn this one. But at least the AIS defense wise to that move, this trip down the floor. Cole's coming up for Samuels. Of course, the Institute not used to probably playing as many minutes as they're going to play tonight with only three subs on the bench. They're normally used to having five or six. So add that to the Gems camp this week and you've got a bunch of very tired players out there. Milner hits the free throw, so 70 plays, 29 or 21. We've got a foul. Jenna O'Hay, just a little bit of a shove on Cole there.
And that puts Boleyn in the foul bonus situation as well. They've got 14 fouls now, so there's 4 minutes to go in this quarter. And
both teams in the bonus.
Both in the bonus, and hopefully AIS can take a little bit of advantage of that.
Both teams tired. This could be the longest quarter in history. Blickhouse with the ball, top of the key, hands it off to Thompson. Goes right to Donnelly. Donnelly looking to go baseline and changes direction. Back out to Cole. Garrick dribbles into the free throw line, puts up the shot, doesn't drop. Great rebound from Olivia Thompson in traffic. She pulls it down, goes back up for the shot. She's fouled. I think it's Penaluna. No, Anna Crosswhite picks up the foul. Subs coming on for Boleyn, Shelley Burston and Desi Glorbitz, of course, two ex-AIS alumni. So they'd be very, very used to playing on this floor. Olivia Thompson coming up and nails that first free throw.
And that is the first score for the AIS since I think it was the 7 minute mark of this quarter. So they've had almost a 4 minute. As we see Desi Glorbitz get open layup off some easy cut action.
Some fresh, smart legs there for Institute, for Boleyn, sorry. Just playing havoc with these tired legs of the Institute. Donnelly into Blickhouse. She turns around, puts up the shot, doesn't drop. Reid with the rebound. She's in transition, just weaving, driving. Kicks it out, gets Glorbitz. She just dribbles forward, got plenty of room. Shot short, and Sarah Blickhouse with a good rebound there in front of Shelley Burston. Garrick now with the ball over to Donnelly. Donnelly brings it into the front court. Right-hand side. Goes left into Blickhouse at the free throw line. She dribbles it back out. Garrick now at the top. Gets it in. Oh, Shelley Burston just hand in the lane there. The ball meant for Thompson, but she picks it off. Hands it to Reid. She dribbles to the free throw line. It doesn't drop. Sarah Blickhouse with the rebound again, and we got another foul. Just bullying, getting a bit slow and lazy with their D. Anna Crosswhite with her third personal. So we're going to walk down the other end of the floor, and Sarah Blickhouse will put up the two free throws. 72 plays 31. Full-time score down in Melbourne. The Spirit 67 have defeated the Rangers 56. Christy Harrow with 16 points. Kelly Wilson 11. Abby Bishop top scored for the Rangers with 14. Boleyn in offense now. Kylie Reid. And to O'Hay, low post, Shelley Burston gets some attention. Back over to O'Hay. Good pass from Burston out of
That'll
double
a lot
team.
Of pressure, yeah.
Yeah. She's experienced. She's suffered a lot of injuries through her career, but she certainly can play. Donnelly now with the ball for Bichute. Over to Sarah. Blickavs. Hands it off to Garrick. Oh, Garrick's pass just late. Cole had cut toward the basket just as Matty Garrick had passed that ball. So just the timing off for the Institute. A quarter they'd rather forget, I think. Dizzy Glorbitz now kicks it to Burston. Great hands from Blickhouse. Picks off that pass, but it went straight back to Burston. Gets it over to Glorbitz. Glorbitz to Reed. And across White now drives on Thompson. Hands it off. Oh, good hands again from Cole. Shot from Glorbitz just picked off. Olivia Thompson now with the ball. Hands it off to Rebecca Cole. She slows things down. Wants to get it through some hands and get a good look. Blickhouse now with the ball out of 3-point arc through to Donnelly. Donnelly drives left, dumps it into Thompson. Just a bit of a wild pass. It came off Thompson and through Shelley Burston's hand. So it's going to be an AIS ball on the baseline, although it might get overruled. Burston claiming she didn't touch it, and the referee on the other side agrees with her. So it's going to be a Pauline basketball. So Ahay brings the ball up for the Boomers. And a cross white down to Burston. Good close out from Blickhouse. Forced with a change of shot. It doesn't drop. Rebecca Cole comes away with the rebound. Through to Donnelly. Donnelly through traffic. Just brings it out. Slows it down. Gets it into Thompson. She's got a good mismatch on Reed. Backs it down. Backs in the shot. Just doesn't drop. I think she thought she was a bit closer to the basket than she was. Reed with the rebound now. In transition. Brings it down. Right hand side. Cross white for three. Doesn't hit, and Rebecca Cole picks up the easiest rebound anyone's picked up tonight. No one within about 15 feet of her. Cole now brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Thompson, top of the key. Puts it on the floor, taking on Burston, gets some room, just doesn't drop. Bit ambitious, just not getting it through hands again now, Michelle.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of movement offensively from the AIS, so... You know, Thompson really had not much options there. As we see, Ohay drive hard to the basket, can't make it. Crosswhite gets a hand to it and taps it back to Ohay. There's 18 seconds on the shot on the game clock here, and we'll see the Bullying Boomers will just run down this play to get the last shot opportunity. Five
on the shot clock. Yeah, pulls up. Oh, awful looking shot in the end, considering the amount of time they took, but foul. Shelley Burson's been fouled by Sarah Blickhouse. It's going to be her fourth personal, I think. Yep. So, bit unlucky there for the Institute. They did a good job of holding out on the D all the way through that offensive set. Ended up being a terrible shot from Ohay in the end, but Burson got the offensive rebound and
knocks down the first of a set of two as a result. And
misses the second, but... Three-quarter time, 75-33. The Boomers finishing out that quarter, 30-10.
Yeah, look, really just not a good quarter from the AIS. They came out of the change rooms and clearly weren't ready to play. You know, had lost a little bit of focus. Tiredness, fatigue had started to creep in, I guess. And, you know, disappointing quarter for them because they have, you know, they were down by 15 at the first break. They only lost that second quarter by 7 points and then... to lose that third quarter by 20. So I'm sure Phil will be talking to the girls about redeeming themselves here and getting a good, solid last quarter in and really, you know, just taking it, like they did in the first quarter, taking it out the Bullying Boomers.
Yep, new start, new quarter. You know, clearly they're not going to win, so forget the score. Let's just start from scratch in this quarter and try to hold it together a bit better than we did in that last one. Shooting percentage, a big story, Michelle, 29% for the Institute, 48% for Bullying. And a lot of that is Bulleen's ability to be able to get into that low post situation and just score pretty easily in the end.
Well, they're getting, you know, more reliable shots than what the AIS are. You know, the defensive pressure from Bulleen is forcing some shots out of the AIS, and that has an impact on your shooting percentage, whereas Bulleen are pretty much getting the shots that they want to be getting out of their offensive sets.
Taylor Roberts leading the scoring. Still for the Institute with 10 points. But the rebounding count, still not too bad for the Institute. 32-24, starting to get away from them, but probably as a result of some of their shooting. We saw a lot of rushed, perhaps ill-advised shots in that third quarter by the Institute, and a lot of times that turns into easy defensive rebounds for the opposition. So probably not a real example of how well the Institute's bigs are going against Boyne.
That's right, and just, just thinking about, we've seen the result from that game in the Bendigo Dandenong game. It's fairly important in terms of final positions when you look at what's happening across the league, and you look at Logan last night, who lost to Townsville. Probably a little bit unexpected to see that loss, but we do know that Townsville have got better and better as the season's progressed, so you know the ladder is looking very interesting.
Well, probably very lucky for Logan, actually. Well, not lucky, but good for Logan that that Dandenong lost today as well.
That's right, exactly right, Simon. As we see the action start back in this final quarter of the AIS bullying game,
Taylor Roberts back on the floor. She's got the ball at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Sarah Blakaz. Out there with four fouls. Garrick dribbles to the free throw line. Blocked by Hannah Zarvex. Beck Allen got the rebound, but her shot is no good. And it's Crosswhite who comes away with the rebound. Milner into Cambridge. We're going to see a lot of that in the next coming years as well, as she gets another one of those easy turnaround twos. Moves up to 25 points for the game, and I don't think she's played a lot of minutes, Michelle. I think to quarter time, she had only played 18 minutes.
Trying to see Rebecca Cole come up with an offensive board for the AIS and looking to reset the AIS offense. Allen with the ball at the point, looking to feed Roberts on the high post. And she gives a nice little pass to Rebecca Cole on a back cut. AIS get a score, 35-77 there. Now, you know, a bit of a scoring drought they've been in. Nice to get an early one.
Milner over to Cambridge. Oh, her wild pass this time. Just expecting Zarvex to cut down to the baseline, but Zarvex wasn't moving. So good to see that it happens to the best teams as well. Some of the miscommunication in the offense and some ambitious passing. 77-35. The Institute leading this quarter so far. No, it's all tied up, sorry. 2-2. Flicked out to Zarvex, her shot. No, sorry, Blickaz, her shot no good. Garrick gets the rebound, dumps it in to Taylor Roberts. She puts up a shot. Ooh, it's gone off the back of the backboard. I think maybe Cambridge, yeah, they're signalling. Yeah, they're signalling it at baseline ball. So Cambridge got a piece of that down the other end of the floor. A bit hard for us to pick. Garrick now with the ball at the 45, dumps it straight into Desi Glorbis. I don't know what was going on there, but clearly some miscommunication. Milner to Cambridge, right under the basket, and another one-foot almost layup there for Lizzie Cambridge.
And she's just such a good target inside that, you know, the AIS are having problems trying to defend her. And really what you've got to try and do there is put the passer under so much pressure that it's more about that difficulty than finding Cambridge inside.
Becca Allen now, she drives on Cambridge. Good screen from Taylor Roberts, frees her up for the shot, but it doesn't drop. And Crosswhite comes away with the rebound. She brings it down the floor, back out to Glorbitz. She drives left, puts up an awkward shot, but it drops. Just an off-balance sort of leaner there from Desi Glorbitz, but she made it drop. 81 plays 35, 7 minutes 30 left in this final quarter. Garrick with the ball for the Institute through to Rebecca Allen. Back down to Garrick in the baseline. She gets up to Taylor Roberts. Ooh, a little pass there into Cole. And Desi Glorbitz just knocked down Rebecca Cole, just a little hand on the hip, and it was enough to knock Desi Glorbitz off balance. So Rebecca Cole picks up her second personal foul, as you see.
Mass subs from the AIS. There's some very tired legs. I think out there you can see it on the girls' faces. They're really exhausted. They've had a tough week.
And Sarah Blickhouse looks like she's looking for a bed somewhere. She looks very tired. Allen now defending Anna Crosswhite. Good D from Beck Allen, just frustrating Crosswhite there. Zavax with a tried a little tricky little give-and-go pass to Cambridge that didn't come away. Samuels, though, bringing the ball up. She loses the handle on it. Hannah Zavax steals the ball. and makes an easy layup. So unfortunate there for the Institute after a great defensive effort. Oh, Donnelly just fired in a rocket into the key. Thompson did well to pull it up.
To hold on to it,
yeah, she tried,
sure.
tried to pass out to Garrick, and I think it was Zavex got a hand in it, so it'll be the Institute ball from the baseline. Taking a long time to get it in. Yep, 5 seconds. Just too long. Not good D from Bulleen, just able to clog up any passing opportunities there for the Institute. So Zavex inbounds the ball to Sharon Milner. Brings the ball up the floor. Back to Zavex at the top of the key. Passes left to Cambridge at about the free throw line. Very high post. Dumps it out to Dizzy Glorbitz outside the three. Looking to set up Crosswhite in the post, but Cambridge just walks in back door, misses the first shot, misses the second shot. She got her first rebound, but she was elevated both times, a little bit tricky. Good transition basket for the Institute. Garrick just ran the floor and was able to dish out to Rebecca Allen, who was had plenty of room out there on that right wing. She knocks down the long-range jump shot. Milner to Glorbitz. Glorbitz into Zavex. She backs down Olivia Thompson. Gets a good look, but good D from Thompson just forced it into a tough shot. Garrick with the rebound. Down to Samuels. Oh, wow.
Rackets it in again.
Just a crazy pass there. Rebounded off Olivia Thompson's foot into her face. And then she lost control of it, but the Institute regained it. Oh, Lizzie Cambridge came over the back of Thompson there. Thought she was unlucky not to get the foul call. But she still gets the shot off, but it's no good. Zavex with the rebound. She drives down the court, goes left, dumps it
into... Nice pass into... Nice pass into Crosswhite, who just, you know, plain old cut action that AIS got beat on there. And Phil Brown has called a timeout. He needs to talk to the girls. They're down 85-37 now with five.
They just look beat, don't they, Michelle? Just
yeah, they
physically,
do.
Emotionally exhausted.
Yeah, they do look like they're at the point of exhaustion. And, you know, there's 5 minutes to go in this last quarter, so they really need to just find a little bit something extra. We know they've had a pretty, you know, hard week on the court, and it's tough to come out and play the number one team in the league. And, you know, it's very difficult for them to continue to, you know, keep up the energy and the enthusiasm, but they really need to be able to try and find something in this last 5 minutes, because it's looking pretty ugly out there at the moment, and there's still 5 minutes to go, so, you know, they need to really find something a little bit extra.
Haven't been fouling as much in this quarter. They've gotten that side of the defense happening nicely, the Institute, so Phil Brown will be just probably just in recovery mode, just trying to keep his troops, keep their spirits up, keep them going.
That's right. They'll be setting a few little targets that they'll want, a few little goals that they'll want to, you know, get to in this last 5 minutes. It might be a defensive goal around keeping them under a particular score or coming up with a certain number of stops in a row, that sort of thing. So some really small goal setting will be happening right now.
So Donnelly now with the ball. Brings it up the key to Thompson. Just picked up there. Good hand in the lane again from Zavex. Bulleen now in offense. Gets through Kylie Reid into Penaluna. Just a cutting. Ooh, Burston there comes away. Bit of a wild pass to Shelley Burston, able to pick it up. O'Hay, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Drives into the key. Pull-up jump shot is good. Just banks it off the glass. Solid drive from her. That's why she's in the Opals.
That's right.
Donnelly now with the ball for the Institute. Dribbles left, kicks it to Garrick. Garrick off a nice screen from Thompson, frees herself up. Over to Samuels, she's got some room and knocks down a three. Nice, just good offensive set there from the Institute. Got it through some hands, used some good screens to free themselves up and get position. Bulleen with the ball now. Oh, just through Shelley Burston's hands. Looks like a bit of Butterfingers there. Rachel Allen in transition. Her shot is no good. Got a foul off the ball. Yeah, yeah. Kylie Reid, just a holding foul there.
Must have been on the rebound.
On the rebound, yeah. So, first team foul for Bulleen. Kylie Reid's second personal.
Hasn't been many fouls, it's one each. Two fouls.
Oh, good job.
Get an easy score out of the inbounds play, and Tom Maher's not happy. He wants to talk about it.
No. He doesn't care how many points they're up by. You do not want people just wandering into the to the low post. There's basically a great cut from Thompson, just took the Bulleen defence by surprise, and she was able to make an easy two there.
That's right. And, you know, the AIS, you know, certainly I think out of that last time out, they've come out with a little bit renewed focus and have done a little bit better job, and there's still 4 minutes to go, obviously, so there's still quite a bit of time to go in this game. But if they can, you know, hang in there and really tough it out in this last 4 minutes, I think they can, you know, they've had some ordinary quarters. That third quarter was just, you know, really, really hurt them. But, you know, you look at the first quarter where they were down by 15. The second quarter they were quite good. They only went down by 7 in that quarter. And so far they're only down by 3 points in this quarter. So they've equipped themselves reasonably well, but there's still 4 minutes to go. So they really want to focus and make sure that they compete for at least two of the four quarters.
Cruisy day out for Liz Cambridge. Only 23 minutes. There's only four left in this. So the most she'll play is 28, 27 odd. She's got 27 points, 8 rebounds, shooting at 69%.
It's not a bad day out, is it? Will she get the double-double? She needs a couple more boards. We'll wait and see if she hits the floor again. But we'll wait and see what happens there. As Bulleen have the ball from the baseline, they inbound. O'Hay's doing the point duties here. Kicks across to Zavix on the wing into Burston at the high post. Steps out to Kylie Reid on the other side of the floor, who knocks down the short-range jump shot.
So 89, plays 42.
It's got a slight delay in play while Shoelace has done up.
Equipment timeout. Donnelly just fixes up that shoelace. She's now got the ball. Bring it up the floor. Over to Garrick. Jenna O'Hay defending her pretty tightly there. Helen sets the screen. Oh, she lost the handle on the dribble. Kylie Reid picks it up. Down in transition. Not a great dish off to Shelley Burston. She did the best she could. But they get the offensive rebound and it's back out to Reid. Reid flicks it left to O'Hay. To Burston. Great backdoor cut from Penaluna.
Yeah, it's just a
solid screen.
Just steps out and sets the back screen and Penaluna cuts off of it. You know, that's just a bit of a breakdown defensively there from the AIS. Just no communication at all. And that reflects
it's tired minds.
Tired minds, tired bodies, and it's really starting to show in some of those really easy sort of basic breakdowns that are happening out on the floor.
So 91 now, plays 42. The Institute just riding out the end of this game. It's almost, you just really feel for them. You're watching them on the bench here, and their Taylor Roberts just looks absolutely beat. She looks so tired.
Certainly does. Just looking at the games next week, Simon, we've got Logan coming to town in Canberra, so sportradio.com.au will be bringing you the AIS versus Logan from the training hall next Friday night, the 4th of February, and the following night, again on sportradio.com.au, you'll pick up the Canberra-Logan game at the AIS Arena. A couple of other games around the league. Bendigo Bulleen on the Sunday afternoon should be an interesting one. That you know, we know that Bendigo knocked off Dandenong this afternoon. So, you know, there'll be a couple of rounds to go in this WNBL season and some pretty important games coming up as we go back to the action at the training hall.
Cole now driving on Zavix. Oh, pass broken up by Burston. Kylie Reid now with the ball in transition for Bulleen. Sets up Penaluna in the post, turns and shoots. Money. Nice easy basket for Bulleen. Donnelly now. Up to Cole. Becca Cole brings it through to Thompson. Thompson dumps it into Taylor Roberts. She's fouled by Burston, I think. Yep. Shelley Burston picking up her first personal. Yeah, Shelley's changed shirts at some time, I think at half time. I don't know if she had a bit of blood or wardrobe malfunction in the change room or something, but she's wearing 45 now. Donnelly down to right hand side. Oh, strong drive there. Really good stuff there from Rebecca Allen, but just not able to get it up over the hands of Penaluna in transition now. Penaluna shot no good. Quick into the baseline. Ooh, Olivia Thompson almost threw it away. You should have heard Phil Brown go, oh! Taylor Roberts then. Ooh, just...
good pass from Donnelly.
Yeah, Taylor just not quite ready and had her hay bearing down on her. Shelley Burston gets the ball in the key, kicks it back out to O'Hay. Three-point shot is good.
She's open so for three. 96.
Pauline just running away with this game now.
Pauline looking to get the ton, no doubt. They're 4 points away from the 100. So the AIS... oh,
just Sarah Blickard's shot just short, tired legs. O'Hay now. Oh, lost the handle on the ball. And Blickard's tried to save it out of bounds. If she got that, that would have been a layup down the other end. That was a good effort from Sarah, considering how tired she'd be. Kylie Reid, sideline ball. Good pressure from Blickavs, but a bit too much pressure as the referee. Sarah picks up, I think, her fifth.
I think that may be her fifth foul, and she'll take a rest for the next last minute and a half of the game, and we'll see Madeline Garrick coming back out onto the floor for the AIS to finish out this game.
Just waiting to do something with the scoreboard here while the referee's just hanging onto the ball.
The shot clock had been accidentally reset.
So 17 on the clock. Zavex into Burston. Dribble across the key and a little handoff to Kylie Reid. She knocks down the two. 98 plays 42 now. Donnelly with the ball for the shoot. Cole dribbles to the right. Goes in. Ooh, unlucky not to get called.
Yeah, it was good, strong penetration from Cole as we see Reid in the corner. Gets an open look and knocks it down. The Boomers get their big ton. So, you know, don't know what the goal was, but they certainly got the ton.
Donnelly now to Roberts. Roberts gets it out to Thompson, but it's a wild pass and it's going to be a backcourt violation.
Yeah, and the AIS really look like they're done now. They're just about the walking dead. The poor kids are absolutely exhausted. They've had
partially here in body, but the spirit's gone to sleep, I think. But they will be back. They've had a very big couple of weeks with some big wins. And this is a very talented young team. We'll be seeing a few more in the W column as this team pushes toward the end of this season and into next season.
As we see, Zavex has just scored a layup for the Bulleen Boomers and takes them to 102-42. So quite a large difference in the score here, and it doesn't reflect a couple of the quarters that the AIS had, but unfortunately they've had two disastrous ones, and that really does hurt. Well, this is heading towards three, actually. As we see Garrick open.
Yeah, just a bad passing situation there. It's something that would still be of concern to Tom. He talked about it last night in the game against Canberra. Their turnovers and their passing just hasn't been good. And even though, you know, this is turning into a 58-point win here at the moment, maybe 60, their passing has still been pretty ordinary.
Penaluma's open shot for the shot, but doesn't make it, and we see Cole come up with the rebound, and that's the game. AIS have been defeated by the Bulleen Boomers, 102-44 at the training hall this afternoon. Big difference in the score. You know, unfortunately for the AIS, they just weren't able to compete in that second half. They had a reasonable second quarter, which kept them within touch of 20 points, I think it was, at half time. But they just second half, you know, ran out of legs and energy, and unfortunately, you know, they're playing the number one team in the competition in the Bulleen Boomers, so that's what happens.
Yep, Taylor Roberts had 10 points at half time and was just unable to get it any sort of scoring form going in that second half, but still leading the Institute, 10 points and 5 rebounds, Sarah Blickhouse, Rebecca Allen and Olivia Thompson all finished up with 8 points each. Rebecca Cole with 3, Casey Samuels with three, and Madeline Garrick with 4 points. For the Bulleen Boomers, well, it was, of course, Lizzie Cambridge, 27 points. I don't think she got back out there, Michelle, so she finishes up with that eight rebound count. But Jenna O'Hay finished fairly strong in that second half. She finished up with 17 points. Hannah Zavex with 16. Elise Penaluna with 15. Milman with 9. Desi Glorbitz, good to see her back on the court. 15 minutes she played, 4 points. Shelley Burston, only 1 point, but she was pretty
integral
out there. She got 4 assists and 3 rebounds as well, and was a good part of how they were doing. Jarry, only those 3.5 minutes before she got injured, 3 points. And Anna Crosswhite played 17 minutes, 2 points for her effort.
But probably the big story out of this game is Rachel Jarry. How serious is that knee injury? And we will see her back on the floor either before finals or during the final series. She's certainly got that knee strapped up and she's got a set of crutches. And hopefully it's not a serious injury because, you know, Rachel's been a very, very important part of this bullying group, and I think that you know, it'll be very disappointing for her and the group if in fact she is you know, this injury is serious in nature. So hopefully, fingers crossed for her.
She looks to be very upset sitting over there in the seat. I don't know if it's that's the first time I've seen her off the ground all game, so whether that's pain or hopefully she just hasn't received some really bad news about it.
Well, they wouldn't have been able. I mean, look, you know, the doctors would have had a look at it and done what they can, but ultimately, if a knee, you have to...
It's going to have to get scanned.
It's going to have to get scanned and what have you done, so...
The whole team's over there around her, so great show of support for
and Shelley Burston will have some words of wisdom for her. She knows only too well what it means for knees, but it's just obviously very emotional for Rachel. She's had such a terrific season and, you know, she's certainly... bit upset at the moment, so hopefully she'll get some good news on that knee.
Yep. She is young and she's had as you said, an exceptional season this season, and she's got a very bright future. But the end result of on the scoreboard is 102-44 in favour of the Bulleen Boomers. So the AIS will be looking to say farewell to the end of this very long week.
Yes. and looking forward to their last game at home next Friday night, which we will bring you on sportradio.com.au against the Logan, who are, you know, in the top five, so another challenge for them, and hopefully they can rebound and equip themselves well, because tonight really wasn't, you know, it was as we said, very difficult for them in the circumstances where they've come out of, you know, a long week and only 8 players, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think that next week they'll be looking to come out and equip themselves a little better than they did tonight.
And I think Logan will be a little nervous about that game too, Michelle. They've they've had a bit of a up and down past couple of weeks, and knowing that the Institute can knock off Sydney and took out Adelaide as well, that will keep Olaf a little bit nervous this week.
Absolutely, because Logan haven't really. You look at the group that they've got. They haven't. You know, they've been roundabout there in a lot of games and managed to get over the line with a couple of wins here and there. But they haven't
performed against good teams too. But they've been inconsistent. That's
their consistency has been really poor. So, you know, next week AIS versus Logan, AIS will come out ready, fired up, and a bit more rested than they were today. And then the following night, it's. We'll bring you the Canberra-Logan game. That'll be the 250th game for our Sport Radio team. 250 regular season games.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a milestone for the group here.
Some tired legs on this commentating bench as well.
That's right. So we'll bring those to you. And that's the last games in Canberra. We might be able to get up to Sydney and bring you the Sydney-Canberra game on the 17th.
We're looking to
on the 19th of February, sorry, but
looking to get that one. But of course, any of the finals games that are played in Canberra for the Capitals, Sport Radio will be there for those as well. But on behalf of Michelle Hocking, this is Simon Peters saying we'll catch you next Friday night here at the AIS Training Hall as the Institute has a good, solid rest and look ready to take on the Logan Thunder. We'll catch you next Friday.